Good morning, Char. This is Monty.
Oh, how are you, Monty?
Great, thank you.
You're Johnny on the spot there this morning. I mean, my gosh. We're going to have a beautiful day here in Portland area.
Yeah, here too.
Isn't that Scotty? Has arrived.
When you guys do your game night, do you take people, prospects to that, or is it just for associates?
Oh, no. We do take prospects, and I love the results. I've got a gal that has just had some products put on her. I mean, she's, you know, didn't know anything much about the business. She went to one other event, but definitely prospect. She hadn't had it, you know, she really didn't go anywhere to make up her mind about anything. So anyway, we took her, and boy, she said, this is really fun. This really gives me a whole lot more insight, and didn't play that. Absolutely loved it. And we just did it in a home when it was at Vance's house.
Oh.
And so that game, I think, is one of the greatest things that since sliced bread. For network marketing, I'd say it is sliced bread.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning, Dottie. And who else just joined us?
Hi, Sean. This is Elaine in Kansas.
Elaine, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How about you?
Good. Very good. Thank you. Well, guys, and Monty's on with us. Dottie, Elaine, and Monty. And that's as many as I know. If there's anybody else and you'd like to say hi, how about it? Okay, so how was your weekend?
Busy.
Busy, I know. I'm sitting here thinking I was going to get ready. Yeah, I don't know where the time goes. It's just flying by way too fast.
It does. Yes, it does, for sure.
I guess when you enjoy life and what you're doing, my gosh, even when you're busy, it doesn't matter. I mean, even when you think you're too busy, it really doesn't matter. Somebody else just joined us.
Good morning, it's Betty.
Betty, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Char. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm pretty great.
Are you snowed under, Betty?
We have like 4 inches of snow.
It's gorgeous here. Everything is, I mean, the trees have this wonderful, beautiful coating of white.
It's arrived.
To sit inside and look, it is really magnificent.
It is.
However,
I'm laughing about that.
Beautiful day.
Well,
I'm laughing about the however, Nancy.
My niece called me from Seattle last night, and she said her husband cut the grass this afternoon. I said, oh, just shut up.
Well, Danny plowed. We're ready to start planting. In fact, I was out yesterday because I still got stuff setting from last fall that has turned into beautiful edible crops. And I'm going, oh, my gosh. I said, don't touch this. I've got kale. It's about 3 foot high, and all the new leaves on it amazed me. They're all really tender, and I just stood out there, and I just ate raw kale.
Wow.
Right off the plant, and, you know, I've never done that in my life, and I thought, have my taste buds changed that much?
You feel like a rabbit?
I feel like a rabbit, yeah. I'll be called a rabbit by a few people I know.
Just sitting out in your garden eating kale right off the vine.
Well, you know, there's a little bit of a rib in there, center core, what do you call it? The main vein that goes down the center of it. I didn't chew it up because there was a bit of chew to it. I won't say it tasted tough because the juice that was coming out of it was so flavorful that I go, okay, this is why they say it needs to go through a frost, because it did undergo several freezes during the winter, and I'm going, it's thicker and heavier. It's not the tender little, micro leaves that you can sometimes buy of all the different plants now. But, oh, my gosh, it's absolutely amazing to be able to have that stuff growing. And I'm sure having fun with clipping the tops off, or the bottoms off, actually, and putting them in water, the of the celery. I've got a lettuce. I've got a bok choy going. And then I took one out. I took the celery out because it had leaves about 6 inches high on it already. Not much coming out the bottom, so it's going to be interesting to see, just a few little hairs. But then I found some old celery that was in a bag outside, and it really had long roots on it. I was amazed. I'd never even looked. Of course, I never had celery sitting accidentally that long. So, you know, we've got a lot to learn in our maturing years for several of us on the call here because, you know, this kind of stuff is still fun to me. It's, I guess just because it's a learning curve. I don't know. Anybody have anything that they'd like to contribute on that? This awful subject?
Before I forget, in yesterday's art section of the newspaper where they have book reviews, there is an audio book out at the very top of the book page. The Salt Sugar Fact, How the Food Giants Hooked Us. We've talked about this on the call. I know I'm almost positive I saw this guy, Michael Moss, on one of the doctor programs about the book. Well, now it's out in audiobook. It is 12 CDs, 14 hours and 30 minutes for $45. I just want to read you because the write-up about it is just amazing. Expect your blood to boil as you listen to this expertly narrated account of corporate manipulation and the American public's willingness to toss away our health for convenience. Moss, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist, documents his discovery
has arrived
with interviews, previously published sources, and corporate paperwork that was never meant to go public. Maddening and frightening, this is also informative and unexpectedly entertaining. You can't stop listening, in part because you almost can't believe the level of deception we have literally swallowed. Moss engages us from the get-go and writes in a manner that is inviting and informative, while narrator Brick maintains an upbeat, energetic pace. Grade for this whole audiobook is an A.
I've got the book coming already, Nancy, because I saw something similar to what you read was on
audio.
The internet, and I can't wait.
The runner
has arrived. Good morning, Loretta.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We're in the middle of conversation about Salt, Sugar, Fat, the new book Nancy
audio
was
book.
Talking about. Audio book.
Yeah.
And paperback.
Mikey talked about him last Friday in those links to the article that was in the Seattle Times on the blog.
Great. I'll go in there and pull it up. And is that the same thing you're reading, Nancy?
This is the audio book that just came out, apparently.
Okay. But that was that in the Seattle Times article?
No, no, no.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Monty, was it on there? Maybe yeah. Monty's not on this one.
Yeah, we talked about Friday, and it's I sent you the link. I mean, the just the name of the article and the book. On Friday.
Okay, that's probably what I opened it up from then. Well, I don't remember whether I saw the article or just whether I went straight to getting the book because of what had already been said. But anyway, they've got, I thought that they had a Kindle, they've got a Kindle download, and I thought with that, I know I saw that. That it said that you could go from, this was really cool for anybody that's got a reader, that hooks into the Kindle. They said that you could go from reading the book and when you got so mesmerized by the book but you had to get up to do something, you could just click and it would go right into reading it for you. And I thought, whoa, because that happens to me all the time with an interruption. I can keep my mind going, but I've got to get up and do something. That, you know, is urgent at the time, whatever. And so I don't sit that long when I'm reading, which is just an obvious thing with me. But anyway, I've got to find that out because if I can do that, then you're getting Well, I don't know. You had to pay $3 extra to have that feature on there that it would be read to you. So, anyway.
This is 14 and a half hours, Char. I can't imagine how inclusive it must be.
14 and a half hours. I put that down wrong. I put 28. I was so excited when I was reading it. 14 and a half hours.
And what's the name of the book?
Yes.
What's the name of the book?
Salt, Sugar, Fat. Three words. And if that doesn't get people's attention, I mean, everybody's looking for an answer on, you know, those three topics with their addictions. I mean, all of us. I'm not saying they. You know, we've all got some hang-ons that tease us in those one of those three areas. At least I hate that. I mean, maybe somebody on the call has no thought on any of those subjects ever.
I love the verbiage here where they say that the American public's willingness to toss away our health for convenience. I mean, that says so much in that little sentence.
That does.
I'll say.
Talk away our health for convenience.
Toss away.
Hey, toss away. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Away. See, these are the things that are easy to throw into your conversation and why,
has arrived.
Someone else has joined us.
Written by
Michael Moss.
Good morning. Michael Moss?
Yeah.
Moss, M-O-S-S?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Someone else just joined us. Do you want to say hi?
This is Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, good morning. We're talking about the book that was featured on Monday's call on Friday, Salt, Sugar, Fat. Nancy found a really good clip on it, and it's probably one worth picking up if you want to do some reading, or she's talking about the audio, which you said was 14 and a half hours, do a little repetition here, 14 and a half hours, and the comments about the wordage. Is there any other clip there you want to add, Nancy?
Well, then it says, after salt, sugar, fat, colon, how the food giant fucked up. I'm almost positive this guy was on Oz. Anybody remember that recently?
I don't know. What's his name, Nancy?
Michael Moss.
What?
Michael Moss, M-O-S.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
It could have been one I missed. I've been trying to catch more of them lately. Just because every time I see one, there's something on there that really hits me or teases me. And I, you know, I go a little further into one of the areas. And, you know, I'm not in alignment 100% with everything, but that's okay. And I want to say that because I don't want people to think I just worship the ground he walks on. He is just doing a tremendous amount to bring people's awareness up. If you gave him credit for nothing else other than that, that's a huge, huge factor. Wouldn't you agree, Nancy?
Yeah. I mean, most of what he says is like, wow.
But, yeah.
Yeah, there are people who say he's off the top. Oh, well, you know, you can believe what you want. I love the way he brings in so much information from so many different places, and he has people who are experts in those fields on. He is certainly not the expert in everything, and he knows that. But he brings in other people and he's going further and further away from conventional medicine, which I love.
Right. You know, and that's a good reminder for us as to how we communicate and how much we put out. How about just using the experts to do all of our training for us like Monty and I were talking about the game at the very beginning. I mean, good grief. Look who put that together. The guy has a reputation all over the world for creating game boards for teaching people in a fun way about something they probably are pretty bored about their J-O-B or their career, whatever, you know, wherever you want to count it. And here he does one for network marketing, and then I know Ruth was going a step further and putting together a scorecard that would, as you learn, or as you play the game, not even learn, as you play the game, the benchmarks for going up the ranks will be related to exactly what ours are. So, I mean, that's taking it a step further. I mean, you just automatically know that, yeah, a senior is 1,500 and a silver is now 12,000 and it's over. You know, all this stuff worked right on into it, which was an ingenious thought because she found a, her, Dennis, found a tool that could help them lay that out. Monty, does she already have that finished, do you know?
No, she doesn't have it right now.
Okay, still working on it. But even without that, guys, it's such an incredible tool. So if there's anybody in your area, and if there's not, you can be the first one to start it, because this is a way of introducing people to the whole ball of wax. And, you know, what better thing than to have it even just in your home with two or three couples and do it up as a couple or do it up individually and sit around the table and play it and have a couple of products or, you know, whatever you've got or need to get to put on somebody while they're doing it. You know, that was another thought that came to me when they say, oh, gee, my fat, I was out in the garden yesterday or whatever they're going to say. And I'm going, this is a no-brainer. And nobody has walked away from the table saying, oh, that's kind of boring. Because by the time they get through, they realize this is an invest, could be an investment into their future if they choose to do it. What have you seen with it, Nancy? Monty, I want, because you've been around that group up there more than I have and seen probably more action on it.
Well, with the book and the game, I've never seen so much excitement about, and don't anybody take this wrong, but for distributors that were, I'll use the word stuck or weren't really out building their businesses or doing whatever, we've seen amazing new life here in the Pacific Northwest up in this area of people, associates that have played the game that had realized that, man, this thing is, They didn't even realize what they were in and how it really worked, because it goes through the whole process and everything, like about going through the ranks and setting goals and writing down name lists and all that stuff you need in order to even start the game. And then as they went ahead and accomplished their goals in regards to the amount of money that they made and the pin levels they achieved, it's really woken this particular area up here. And like you said, they're even doing a wellness preview this Thursday night, I believe, up in Burlington. And the wellness preview is going to be nothing more than bring associates to the wellness preview, and they're going to play the game. And it's just exciting because it's, you know, who does? Most people do like to play games, but I have a doctor up here, Dr. Johnson, who's my sponsor, and they're even going to invite people over to, like you said, Char, in regards to just come over, friends, come over and just play a game on Saturday night. And they're just all excited about that. So good things are happening up here, and, you know, I feel the game's well worth it, because it definitely is an asset to each and every business.
We've got one going in a restaurant. In fact, the gal said yesterday, or Saturday night, I saw her at church, and she said that, I said, oh, let's see, that's, you got it set up for Thursday night. No, Char, don't miss it. It's Tuesday night. And this is somebody that hasn't been, you know, seriously active on the business at all, not even in our group. And we're doing it in a restaurant. They're doing it once, twice a week, made public for everybody right here in the Portland area. And that is, I mean, that's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to me, the attention it has gotten with people that, you know, I couldn't shake loose for lover buddies. So, that have been in the business, you know, and sitting there and just not finding the right tool to get people to turn their heads. And, you know, a huge part of it is the economy. There's not a lot of options out there for people that they're seeing. I mean, how many people have you heard that have been out of work for a year, 2 years? They can't even begin to come back and even think of going into something that would give them the income that they had before. It's just not there. The jobs have, and careers have evaporated, so to speak.
Well,
you
probably all know Mac McDonald and Pat Terry, Pat and Mac.
Uh-huh.
Mac is, of course, a retired colonel in the military from the Air Force, and they had a meeting. He goes to an officer type thing, and they just announced up here. It used to be called McCord, Fort Lewis, and they've now combined the base, and it's now one of the biggest ones in the United States. One of the biggest ones. That they just informed all their federal employees that they will now be furloughed one day a week, and they're going to be, that means their incomes are going to drop $2,000 a month. These federal employees up here are just absolutely upset all about it. And Mac said, boy, if you ever wanted to talk to anybody right now, now's the time to be talking to federal employees. That's that one. And then last Saturday night at 5:30, we all got together at one of my Silver's place. We had 8 associates there that played the game, and it was had a little bit of snacks to eat and played the game. And after the 2.5 hours that we played it, they were just all were motivated. Amazing.
You know, we're in a time that we have never seen before, and I think it's come on gradual enough that we're kind of numb to it. But, you know, I said a long time ago, and it's not that I was so bright to figure this out by any means, but now it's even more of a reality, and that is what happened on 9/11 has changed the world forever. Okay, that's in a lot of categories, and it's a ripple effect from it. At least it started then. What we see is going on, and it's more true than I think any of us are realizing. This stuff is not going to turn around and come back. I mean, a lot of it has just been replaced with technology. And so the people that were trained their whole life are never going to have the opportunity to get back to where they were or even anything close. But that with the federal government things, I mean, how much bigger light do we want to flash in our face about what we're actually seeing happen? Well, we sure got off the subject this morning, guys. Numbers, anybody doing their tracking here that would like to report it this morning? I've got a ton of recipes I've got to go in and put on for Steve to get attached to the...
Has arrived.
I guess he's attaching them to the individuals, what days that people don't have something on there. And if you've got something that you would like up there that you have liked, that you've made, for goodness sake, send it to us. Send it to Steve at AllsWell. Steve at AllsWell, AllsWell.org. And he'll put it on. Just say, I tried it. I like recipes that have already been tried. That way you know that some of the ingredients aren't, you know, a misprint or whatever, and it doesn't quite fit. A lot of times I can tell by looking at it, but I can't really tell how well somebody would like it. So if you've liked it and you put it together and it meets our standard, our criteria for what we're working to accomplish, and that is that the recipe is short, it doesn't take long to do, and if I put one in there, it's a little bit longer, forgive me, because it is one that I think is really worth it and outstanding. And you can do the same thing, because people have the choice. They can either take the time to do it, like Nancy was saying, the convenience. We've tossed away our health for convenience. That's in the salt, sugar, fat book that just came out. And we need to make it easy for people to do the adjustments in their food intake, because you know why I'm so strong on this? Our products work just that much better when we feed our body right. And it has what it needs and wants and is void of the things that are fighting with what our products are trying to do. They'll work nonetheless, but they're going to work that much better. So you want a percentage better, you want a higher percentage of success, work on what goes in your mouth at the same time that is creating the problems that we're seeing take place. And there's enough science. You can go right back to the China study or any of the major books now. There's thousands of them out there. Unlike when we started 6 years ago or over. Nancy, what was that year?
Do you remember? The plant-based? Mm.
Yes.
I was thinking it was made, was it 7 or 9?
I think it was
7.
7?
Is it really that many years already?
Yeah,
when
2007.
When I thought Charlie got on a really tight limb out there.
Yeah, 2000, I remember Nancy's comment, I've gone off the deep end, and I appreciate that because that's how other people look at us still. In the Northwest, I am thrilled. I set out an event this weekend that was primarily that kind of a function that was called the Better Living Expo, and it was primarily that, what we're just talking about, plant-based, to show people the direction to go in making these things happen. And I'm going, my goodness, I mean, they're gathering ground. There's 8 bills on the table right now in the state of Oregon to control the labeling and everything else around that. Right down to when a farmer's field is been compromised by a crop that is not organic, GMO has moved into their fields, and so they lose their crop. They can't sell it as an organic crop. That the people that own it or the product that's been used that's cross-pollinated, they will be responsible for it. Now, whether this goes through, I don't know. But what I'm saying is these are the things that are on the table, that the awareness has been brought up and people are standing up and being counted. It will go across the nation. We may be the first state requiring GMO labeling right on the label. And I'll tell you, they're all but rioting around here. I mean, the numbers every week go up in the Northwest of the people that are saying, hey, I want to know what's in my food. I don't want aspartame in the milk for children. I don't want these ingredients that are scientifically proven to be harmful to not only us, but our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, generations that come. And they're trying to cover it up and make it out to be, oh, there is no problem with any of this stuff. If there's no problem, why are we leading the world in diseases that we can't seem to get under control, that are only going from bad to worse? No drugs have been invented to take care of them, because drugs don't take care of things. They simply cover it up and create another major problem somewhere else in the body. Somebody had a comment.
I know that, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh.
Thank you, Loretta.
Oh, okay. No, I'm hearing an echo and I didn't know if it was me. Whole Foods, I guess I think it's 2014 or 2015, they're going to be putting on the labels any of the foods that they have there that have GMO on it. That's going to be on all the labels in the whole store. Anything that has GMO in it, it's going to be labeled that it has GMO in it.
And you know,
that's a big company.
it's a huge company, and what makes it even a huger statement is it's been within the last 2 years that I read an article, and I believe it to be true because I didn't see any contra article come back or comment come back that they had actually agreed to what Monsanto was doing, because they had come out with a statement that says, well, we understand that they really we can't feed the world unless we've got these chemicals to utilize on our food to do the adjustment to be able to raise the amount of crops that we need. This was a statement that they had joined forces basically with Monsanto. And I was so livid that I didn't walk in one of the stores. I'm serious about it. I finally had to go in once when we were traveling. I wouldn't have anything to do with it. It made me so mad when I read it. I thought, I'm not patronizing them. There's lots of other health food stores. And I found a chain in our area that is outstanding. And when I need something from a health food store, which isn't that often, guys, I don't go there to do my shopping. I can find it elsewhere, normally for a lesser price, but I patronize them when I need something. And for them to turn around and make a statement going the exact opposite direction and standing behind it, my goodness, awareness is coming up. And a reminder on GMO, according to Jeffrey Smith, who is a writer, author of Seeds of Deception, he says, when we get to a 6% awareness, doesn't mean everybody's jumped on board. It means a 6% awareness in this country. Monsanto will be out of the picture. At least it's happened in every other country. That's the way he says it in the article. I know I haven't gotten some of those DVDs and CDs out that I said I would, so they're coming. Have patience unless you've got them from another source, and you can go in and get them on your own. One is Genetic Roulette, a documentary, and then another one is Your Milk on Drugs, which is an 18-minute DVD that has been at. They've asked the Jeffrey Smith is the key figure in this whole conversation. In putting it together, it's like he spent his life, or at least the last number of years, working on this to get it out of our food by the way that it, first step is to have it labeled that it is GMO, just like what Loretta was talking about, but then also to get it completely out of our country. So that, like in Europe, in most of the countries over there, they're not allowed. Monsanto isn't allowed to produce anything or advertise or do anything in their country. They don't want them to step foot off the plane. Why don't we have that to protect our people? Innocent people that don't understand. So many people still don't know who Monsanto is. If you say, how do you feel about the step with Monsanto and our food? They don't even know what you're talking about. And so they innocently are buying stuff that is been treated with the chemicals that they're using on our seeds and our plants without ever realizing it. So I could get on this bandwagon forever, but we have got a product to end it. We have got a product that is having incredible success. It's not a magic bullet.
To pick up your other things,
seems like it.
Pick up your other things and you can play with them.
Okay. Somebody can mute their phone in the background. I don't know who it is. But anyway, we've got an answer here with something that will help them get on track and get started. And the, you know, whether it's the inches, the weight loss, the turnaround in the cognitive that you're feeling, all the factors put together. And don't let them quabble about the price. I mean, there are way too many things built into this product that they could never, ever even begin to touch for the cost of a meal serving. Does anybody have any, in the last minute here, does anybody have any clicks that they're using? Monty, you've been working with it for quite some time now, especially with the group up there in Seattle. A quick click that you get when somebody brings up costs that you say back to them?
As far as cost on the Vital Balance or the game?
Yes, uh-huh.
On the Vital Balance?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just a very simple fact of, you know, whether cost per serving is what it boils down to. You know, even if you bought it at retail, I think it's $3.47 a serving, something like that. You know, where can you go to breakfast at all and get something for $3.47 plus all of the other benefits that it basically has? You just can't get it. All the other products you'd have to purchase in order to get what's in our Vital Balance. And it's just absolutely an amazing drink and a way to get it and get your day off to a good start. Is what I believe. And I find most people are very receptive to that when you bring it down to the cost per serving and what all it has and the benefit to the body.
That quick reference sheet is the piece that I use to start with, and then to back it up, you go in and listen to Roger Drummer's Our Shake's Better Than Yours, and you listen to Dave Balzer, and just, I only used a couple of things behind it. I mean, my gosh, if your brain can be helped with the aging process that goes on with the ingredients that are in the cognitive and your body dumped of the metals that we know we're getting without ever realizing it, no matter where they're coming from, lots of different places, those two factors enough, and when you take something to help those things, you know, whether it's in a chemical form or whatever, just another nutritional, to try and get those helped, there's no way. There's no way you can come up with the factors that, you know, cost-wise that they're looking at. So you either pay it now or you pay it later, and you're going to pay a much healthier price later, and you're not going to like the discomfort you go through when you're paying to try and get out of the disease then or get it under control or die of it. I mean, it's that serious. It's their life that's at stake. And whether you're looking at diabetes or whether you're looking at plaque in the arteries, it doesn't matter. They've got a choice to do something about it. They can even look good and look perfect and think they are perfect. And all of a sudden, guess what they find? Okay, the cancer's rampant in their body, and there's no way out of it except die. And
if only
we could
take care of wrinkles.
Pardon?
If only we could say it takes away wrinkles. That was really great. Top seller right there.
Yeah, well, you know, when you maybe not take away but diminish and slow down the process, I'll agree with that just because of, well, you know, we've got the greens in there. And remember the green smoothie and tightening the skin? So maybe this is going to do the same thing without us ever knowing it.
And
and that doesn't mean, you know, I'm adding it into other things that I'm not cooking. I let my cereal cool down enough that I put a half a scoop in there for the sweetness that I want out of it because I love the taste of it. I mean, I absolutely love it. And I was going to be the hardest one to convince of that because when I tasted things before that had stevia in them, I didn't have an aftertaste. It was just, they always put too much of it in for me. It was too sweet. I will not say that about this by any means.
One thing
guys, we've run over our time.
Know, the other morning I took my, matter of fact, it was yesterday morning I took my blood sugar beat right after when I got up, and it was 98. And so I took my shake, and because I like to validate things or whatever, an hour and a half, well, it was about an hour and 40-some minutes after I took my shake, I took my blood sugar again, and my blood sugar was only 109. Again, validating that the idea that the normal, drinking this, your blood sugars will not spike whether you're a diabetic or whether you're not a diabetic. And I, of course, all I took it with, of course, was just the water and the protein. But that's an amazing when you can drink something like that and put it into your body and your blood sugar goes up only 11. You know, 11 points, that's absolutely astronomical. I was, when I got done with that, I was excited because I saw it in my own blood because I have my test that I can take to check my blood. I was amazed, absolutely. I figured it'd probably be about 130, 140, But when it says there's no sugar in there or whatever, carbs, because that's what blows me up. It's not there. And I was amazed, absolutely amazed.
Are you taking insulin, Monica?
I still take a little bit at night, but I've went from 60 units twice a day now down to, sometimes my sugar's around. Like last night, my sugar after the whole day of having two shakes and everything was 125, and I took 5 units.
Okay, wow.
But I only do it once at night now.
Wow.
And you were taking 60 units before?
Twice a day. I'm telling you, this for diabetics. If you know anybody that has a diabetic and they can check their blood, you can, I'll tell you, this product is absolutely astronomically amazing in regards to those of us that have that sugar. And everybody has a sugar problem. You don't have to be a diabetic. It's just that you're not, maybe not be a diabetic, but we, in a normal situation, you will spike your sugars. They won't spike with this. Mine didn't, and all I can talk about is me and what I saw in my results. I can't speak for anybody else, but I'm excited about that. And then also, because I got to get running, I'd like to validate what Nancy's talking about in regards to the books, because as of March 10th, the Sugar, Salt, Sugar, Fat book was number 5 on the New York best-selling list. So there's a lot of people out there that are interested in this type of thing. So
actually, my newspaper yesterday said it was number 2 under New York Times.
Yeah, well, I just checked. That was on March 10th. It was number 5, and I just checked for today.
Number 2. 24th.
Number 9 today.
Yeah.
Monique, would you mind giving your phone number? I had a guy the other day I was trying to explain to him because he's severe diabetic about this. And would you mind if I called you or a three-way call or something?
Not at all.
Okay,
my number is area code 360.
Okay.
352.
Okay.
4662. And that is my home phone. And if I'm not here, just please leave a number and I'll be very glad to return your call.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Because
if they can hear it from you, then they'll realize it. Because I go to a group that's diabetic and he's very, you know, support group. And I think that would help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Monty, if you would type that and put it down, I think, I know the perimeters of blood sugar, but I don't know it firsthand like you just read it off, what had actually happened to you. I mean, to me, to hear somebody say they went from 60 units a day, the only other question I've got, how much do you feel you adjusted what your food intake was where you had already been, because I know you'd already been aware of the cleanness of how you should be eating. I think I missed Monty, so we'll get him on that maybe tomorrow to make that statement, guys. We've got to run. We're way over the time that I set, and I'm the first one that violates it the worst. So anyway, last minute click, anybody quick? Thank you for your hot participation, and we need to not sit still on this one and take advantage of that book and where people are going and the need in this country. We can have more influence than we will ever, ever, ever know. Thank you, guys. Have an absolutely wonderful, healthier day.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.